concentrating on the heart and the letters and comments. I found your email address on both your websites where it said that you would not consider it an imposition to be asked for advice and assistance. I have a fairly fundamental question about practice that I hope you might answer for me. Arthur Osborne in Ramana Maharishi and the Path of Self-Knowledge states, the instruction then was to sit concentrating on the heart at the right side and ask, who am I? When thoughts arise during the meditation, one is not able to follow them up, but to watch them and ask, what is this thought? Where did it come from? And to whom? To me? And who am I? Graham Boyd on the arunachalaramana.org website states that he chose to cite certain passages from talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi because of the reference to self-inquiry and the heart center, specifically because they clarify the method of inquiry and remove the idea that the devotee is supposed to concentrate on the chest. After all, who is concentrating on the chest other than the self? In my reading, I have not come across any conclusive statement by Sri Ramana Maharshi about whether the heart center is to be concentrated upon or not when practicing self-inquiry. Is there an authority to answer to this question? If so, I would appreciate it if you would tell me what the proper method of practicing self-inquiry is. Also, if I should be asking some other question or questions, or if there is any other information you think I should know, I would appreciate your passing it along to me. Thank you so much for your help. Sincerely, USA. Your question is a good one. Sri Bhagavan has sincerely explained the role of the spiritual heart in the method of self-inquiry. He has said that the heart is the center where from the I thought springs, and by tracing the I thought back to its source, we experience the heart, which is synonymous with the self. His method of self-inquiry does not require that we meditate on any point, whether it be the heart, the point between the eyebrows, or some chakra. Rather, he has asked us to trace the I thought to its source by questioning, who am I? The former would be a form of concentration which implies a subject-object relationship. What actually happens is that the last physical awareness before the mind sinks into the self is that of the heart, and upon returning from that experience, the first awareness is the experience of the self in the heart. That is only in relation to the body. The self is actually beyond all time and space. Because we identify ourselves with the body, the heart is mentioned. It is the seat of experience, not the object of meditation. Read chapters 4 and 5 in the Maharishi's Gospel. There, the heart and its place in concentration is explained. Editor.